Good evening. This is Noreen Sumter on Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way. It is Tuesday evening, or as I should say, it's Tuesday evening, not Tuesday evening, it's Tuesday evening. And as you all know, that Tuesday is my favorite time of the week. Why is that? Tuesday is my favorite time because I get to play. I get to be curious and I get to have wonderful people on my show who are ordinary people living extraordinary lives and living life their way. So today I have Robert Trock.
It's like rock with a T in front of it.
Robert Trock, who is annoying. No, he's not. He's my wonderful, wonderful friend. I've known Robert now for... how long have I known you now, Robert?
A long time. Some would say too long.
It's a long time. This is Robert's second time on the show. I met Robert in the coffee shop. You've heard, all heard me talk about my coffee shop. I met Robert at the coffee shop in Fort Greene, Clinton Hill. And we used to have these long, engaging conversations in the coffee shop. And then we became friends after doing the 1 Minute Millionaire, right?
Remember, was that?
Yeah, the 1 Minute Millionaire. Yeah.
That was so like five years, 34. That's 5-6 years ago.
I know, right? And it seems like it literally seems like yesterday to me.
It's true.
So we met and we did a mastermind group, which there was like a bunch of us, and then some people fell off, and then there was one person that went to kill the group. Which he almost did kill the group. And but you know, when a good thing is good, it takes a hell to let it die. And so we continued on with the group. Everybody got what they wanted. You created your gym and created money and all that kind of stuff. And then there was another individual that worked with us. She wanted to get married. She wanted to relocate to Nashville and have a baby. And she has. She's relocated to Nashville.
She did.
She has a baby. She got married and she's opening the business and she's really, really happy. And I got what I got, which was, you know, to be wonderful. And look at me now. Just amazing. So, it's my pleasure to bring Robert back on the show. But before we go into all the good activities, bite it, hold that thought. Just like really, like, see, I had to keep him in check, man. Let me tell you, right? So before I have Robert start, you know, when he's never going to stop, you know, I just want to share with, I just want to say thank you to Soroptimist. Soroptimist is an organization that helps women and girls around the world. They provide scholarships and grants for women for their education and girls for their education. They do programs all across the world, helping young ladies with their periods, helping them with to learn technologies or whatever it is these organizations want to learn. Soroptimist, which is a 95-year-old organization. They've been around for 95 years. Eleanor Roosevelt was a part of Soroptimist, and plus a lot of really successful women doing epidemiologists, doctors, lawyers, Indians, chiefs, the whole nine yards. These women were doing things 95 years ago, which they were told that they couldn't do because women were not strong enough to take on a lot of things. But Soroptimist has been around for 95 years, and I did a keynote for them on Saturday. So I just want to say thank you for having me. Thank you for listening so intently to what I had to say. I have a lot to say. And, you know, the feedback that I received was my message went to their heart. So good luck, Soroptimist, and I'll see you in the future. Thank you. So without further ado, I love to say that, ado, we have Mr. Robert Trock. Robert Trock. You know, he's been my friend. I can't really stand. No, I'm kidding. Robert Trock on the show, younger than last year. Welcome, Robert.
Hello, hello, hello. I have a question for you.
Sure.
About the radio show. Am I the first return guest?
I think you might be the second, actually.
Oh, so there's only two of us in the double club. Yeah. All right, so we're starting.
But the first one really doesn't Doesn't technically count, actually. But you're the first interviewee that has come back, yes, to the double club.
You put me on the board over there, would you?
Yeah, okay. Right. I'll put you on the board, all right. So, Robert, welcome.
Glad to be back here.
So I want to know, just like update us, you started you're a trainer. Well, you don't like to call yourself a trainer.
No, I'm a lot of things.
He's younger than he was last year.
I'm younger than I was last year. I don't know if you're on the video, but you can see the t-shirt. There's my logo, by the way.
But you help people stay fit and live good lives, live healthy, well-balanced lives.
Yes, and I do it. But by the way, since
just give us an update as to what you were doing when you first came on the show, right? So you just opened up
I was trying to remember that. I was waiting to come on. I think we had classes were smaller then. This was over a year ago.
Right, you just opened up the gym.
Yeah, it was like a year and a half ago.
Yeah, it's a year and a half ago. Yeah. So you just opened up your space.
Yeah, we'd been open maybe a few months, I think, or and you know, classes were okay, but since then, it's a very localized gym, so people in a neighborhood, once they're in, they don't want to leave; they keep coming back.
Right.
So it's grown that way. We have successfully implemented what we call my birthday challenge every March.
Right.
I started these years ago. I started challenging myself on my birthday.
Right.
I would come up with an exercise challenge. Let's see what I can do. Let's see if everything I've been doing is working. So, 4 years ago, started inviting people to join in the exercise, in the birthday challenge. Mm-hmm. So, this last one, we had the biggest turnout. A lot of students wanted to try it. We had a great crowd. And it's just growing and growing. And the studio is growing so much that I had to expand it. So now it's twice as big.
Right.
Pretty soon we'll probably outgrow that. We'll have to find another space.
Right. Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
That's always good. So he does it. I've been to I've been to two birthday challenges, right?
Yeah, I think
The last two. Yeah, the last two birthday challenges. And so the birthday challenge is set up like a superhero. You know, Robert is highly into superheroes, right? So he has all his, I call them dolls.
They're statues.
He calls them statues.
they're pre-painted, sculpted, very well-made, expensive statues.
Honey.
Thank you.
As my mother would say, dolly be a bit. So anyway, so he's got superheroes. So he created the challenge he's got all these Superman type, you know, Wonder Woman type characters, and they have to, he's got things like pow and zap and in the studio, right?
Yeah, there's this decor for the birthday challenge.
So it has a whole list of exercises that people have to, and I'm telling you, these exercises are not easy. This man is cruel. No, he's not really cruel. But this man has set it up in such a way that these individuals actually work really hard. But it's not like what we know traditional exercises to be.
Some of them.
Right. But to me, it looks like you break down the mechanics of the exercise. It's not just like, you know, you break down the mechanics. You make it make sense as to why it's good to do that exercise.
Well, I'm at a point in my life, I'll be 60 in March, and I'm at a point in my life now where exercise, I don't even like using that word anymore.
Right.
It's just movement is what it is.
Right.
And the people that come in my class, a lot of times they just need to move because most, my age range in this class is mid-50s on up.
Right.
We have some younger than that. But that's the major age range. So it's just about moving. Mm-hmm. Some people can't even move very well anymore. So you got to start there.
So let's talk about that, for instance. And I want to speak about one of your clients or pupils, or however you refer to them, who she won... the student that came to the most classes, that's most improved, all that kind of stuff, right? And she said that she never exercised at all. And
that's true.
Now she's like 40 going on 50 odd, right?
No, she's pushing 60.
Really? So she's pushing 60 and she's going, but now because she's been working out, she feels a lot younger. So for most people who don't work out, what's the first things to go? Like, what's the first parts of our bodies to go?
Well, of your body.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on the person. A lot of times their breathing is really bad.
Labored,
it's shallow, it's reverse, it's very stressed out, and they don't even know where they're doing it. Could be legs, how they say the legs are the first things to go.
Right.
That's not always true, but a lot of times it is.
I'm going to say it's probably the legs. No. Oh, okay, so it's a series of the legs. You know, the legs are made up of certain components, right? So your feet, your ankles, your knees, your hips.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
And then your lower back area.
Well, then you get up into the abs and the back.
Right?
That's typically very weak
and
very unresponsive.
Right.
It's asleep.
So, yes, it's asleep.
Yeah.
Right? And then it's like lower back, then upper back, shoulders, neck.
Yeah.
And then you're just jacked up. You just mush up.
Oh. Well, some people, they come in after a lifetime of just whatever their lifestyle was of sitting, let's say.
Yeah. It's attacking us.
Yeah. There's a fly in here.
Right.
He's loving it.
Go ahead.
A lifestyle of sitting a lot. Maybe they're at a computer a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Added to gravity, just pushing all day, their posture just is, it sucks.
Right.
And it puts them in a bad state.
Right.
Neck pain, shoulder pain, back pain. So sometimes, you know, you look at that, you can't throw hard exercises on a person like that.
So I'm going to ask you to hold that thought.
Go ahead.
And we'll come right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
And we're back on Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way. And I'm with Robert Trock the Rock. No, I'm kidding. Hi, Jessica. Hi, Chef Life. Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining us. We're talking about exercising, and Robert is a health... What do I call you? I don't want to call you a trainer because you're not really a trainer.
No. I'm still working on that.
Just for the sake of the argument's sake tonight, I'm going to call you a health specialist.
Okay. Well,
health and wellness specialist.
I can explain. It'll help if I explain what I do. Maybe you can understand because maybe the name doesn't describe it. Younger than last year, I based it on 7 foundations that need to be covered. And when you think of these foundations, we tend to live very fragmented in our lives today. This is over here. We do this over here. We do this over here. But actually, everything's very connected.
Mm-hmm.
And same with your body and your health. So I came up with 7 that I think are the key things. First is mindset.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be...
I put my glove on so I can punch the fly.
The fly's right there.
Okay.
First is mindset. So where your mind is, are you like... you and I, our minds right here, right now? Yeah, pretty much, I think. Two is breathing. I put that number two. That's how important I think breathing is because it's like the foundation of strength for everything. Three is rest and recovery. Mm-hmm. That counts sleep, especially. Four is fuel. Mm-hmm. That's the food you're putting in your mouth. Mm-hmm. Five is mobility and flexibility. That's your joints. Mm-hmm. And the older you get, the more those need to be worked. Six is strength. And seven, and strength means muscular strength and also heart and lung strength.
Right.
And seven is passion. Passion for something you love to do in your life, but just passion to make every day fresh. So really, I call younger than last year freshness, daily freshness. Right. Every day starts over as a fresh day.
It sounds like a word when I went to Jamaica, the guys would say, "Mom, you go catch a fresh."
Yeah.
And fresh up, right? That means they're going to take a shower, put it together. So your freshness is like you're going to catch your fresh. You're going to make sure that all those components are in place.
Sure. And for instance, when I go to bed every night, right when I hit the pillow, I will say goodbye to the day. I kill the day. Day's basically dead. Everything that happened is gone. It's dead. And I'm saying, well, I wonder what tomorrow's going to bring. And everything's fresh again.
So basically you're saying having a beginner's mind. Starting...
Like,
starting life newly. Sorry, guys,
which
I'm just freaking out.
Which is kind of like a child, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, so now the body is constant, you know, like our bodies are aging, right? All
correct.
Of us.
Well, right? There, I look at it two ways. There's growing older, which is what freshness is.
Right.
You're growing older, but you're doing it freshly.
Right.
Then there's aging.
Which
is what most people do.
So it's like, is it like stale bread on the shelf?
Yeah, kind of. And it just keeps getting more
crusty.
And more stale and stiff and
brittle.
Stinky and brittle and fat and discolored and all that stuff.
Oh, gross. Thanks. Thanks for sharing that.
So the older you get, your exercise, the exercises you've done, you did maybe in your 20s or 30s are not the same. Or maybe they are the same, but they're done differently in your 60s.
Right.
And other things need more emphasis. Your joints, for instance.
Right.
The older you get, the more those need attention.
So I was in a class yesterday, and everybody was talking about getting a six-pack muscle.
Yeah, yeah.
So you got a six-pack muscle. What does that actually mean?
Good question. Well, it means there's no fat there, so you can see them. Is basically what it means. That's all it really means. Does it mean they're particularly strong? Maybe in the particular exercise they use the sit up or whatever they use, maybe they're strong there. But it doesn't mean that they're particularly strong.
Right. It doesn't mean that like if in an emergency they could, lift themselves up and scale a wall.
No problem. Maybe not.
Right. So it's very superficial.
It's aesthetic. Yes, it's very aesthetic.
Right.
I tend to be the reverse. I always say the old, I think it was Buckminster Fuller that said, why am I drawing a blank?
Because this damn fly won't go away.
Form follows function.
Right.
So if you're functioning well, if you're doing the right thing, if you're moving right, the form eventually will adapt and follow what it is. Now, if you want a six-pack, that's good, but no one ever has a six-pack their whole life. It's not going to last.
Right. What was that man's name, the one that used to wear the jumpsuit? Charles LaLanne?
Jack LaLanne.
Charles LaLanne. I'm like, I was thinking Charles LaRue.
I met him
right?
once,
Charles of the Rich. What, Charles LaLanne?
Jack LaLanne.
I put Charles LaRue and Jack LaLanne together. Got Charles LaLanne.
Who's Charles LaRue?
Whatever. Forget it. Right? So Jack LaLanne, he didn't have a six-pack.
He did. Oh, yes, he did.
When he was younger.
When he was younger. I don't know. I never saw pictures of him. I do know somebody saw him in his early 90s. He would do seminars still. And he was still able to do a one-arm push-up in his early 90s. So to do that, you still need pretty strong abs. Believe me. So
and shoulders and backs and...
Oh, yes, everything else, too.
Right.
But if the abs aren't there, you're not going to be able to do it, usually.
Right. So most people go to the gym and they use... Hi, Lincoln. most people go to the gym and they use equipment.
Yeah.
Right? They use that treadmill.
Right.
Right? Or the elliptical.
Right.
But my experience of using the treadmill and the elliptical, yeah, you can sit on that thing for an hour and I'm listening to music and I'm watching TV and I'm doing this thing and I might sweat a little bit. But what I discovered was when I actually went to the park to run around the park, it was nothing like using the elliptical.
Yeah, that's for sure, right?
So please explain to us.
Okay, well, remember I described the seven foundations, right, how everything's integrated,
right,
connected. So each one of those foundations, let's say you want a perfect 10, each one can't be like a one and they equal the total number. Each mm-hmm. one has to be a high number because right. they all play off each other. One of those is the mindset just being connected, right? Mm-hmm. So you see people go to a gym. I could crack up. Sometimes I'll walk by. There's a whole line of people on those machines, like hamsters on wheels.
Right.
And I used to do those machines years ago. Mm-hmm. I couldn't stand them. They are so boring.
Right.
And they do everything they can to disconnect from what it is they're doing. They're not really there. Right. Their mind is off somewhere else. Body and mind are not really getting... they miss the purpose right. of exercise, really. So they're watching TV, reading a magazine, listening to music, thinking about anything except that boring machine.
Right.
So you got outside. You had to move on to your own power. You're out in nature. You're out in fresh air. You're out in the sunlight. It's a completely... And you have to move on to your own power. You don't have a belt to keep up with.
Right.
Or anything.
And that's exactly what I discovered. Like, when I actually decided... Well, I was going to the gym and I was doing that machine and decided to go for a run in the park.
Yeah.
And I realized I couldn't run in the park.
It was much harder?
It was way difficult.
Yeah.
It was much more difficult.
Yeah.
Because... You know, on the machine, I can hit incline.
Right.
Or I can do hills. But in real life, I'm not pushing a button. I have to push my body.
How right? about that?
And then it was also... Huh? then it was also my feet. I had to connect with the earth.
Yeah.
And my... The memory... I had to build memory in my feet. And so that I could actually do the hills in the park. Or even the flats. Right. So, you know, most of us are in these gyms and very few of us are out in the actual park.
Personally, I stopped going to the gym many years ago.
Yeah, I stopped too.
But, I mean, you can work out anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of what I teach people.
So do I need to spend thousands of dollars to join Equinox?
Don't do that.
No, I'm just asking the question and I'm asking the question for the wider audience, which is, you know, thousands of... Most people say, I have to join the gym. I can't work out. I have to join the gym.
My first question would be, what will it, why? I want to know. I would ask someone, what is it you think the gym will do for you? And if they say they need motivation, they need to be in classes and things, I say, well, then you probably should join the gym. Because I'm not going to try to talk them into right. something like that. But if they're going to just go by themselves and try to figure it out and spend all that money and they don't know what to do, I'd say they're wasting their time, wasting their money. I would say if when I finish my book, I will just give them the book, say, here, read this, do what right. it tells you.
Right.
But until then, usually I'll ask them what it is they want. If they give me a reason, I say, okay, as long as you can give me a reason, go right. do it. But for me, you can work out anywhere. I mean, you can, if you're busy, most people, here's the gym. You have to schedule time to go. You have to change. You have to do whatever it is you're going to do. You have to change again. Then you have to go leave the gym and go somewhere. So once again, it's not integrated. There's, like I said, it's separate. Your gym life's over here. Your work life's over here. Your family life's over here. Why not figure out ways to integrate it more together?
Right.
Why not? You could, I know you do this. You could just work out in your living room. I could put you through something that'll have you.
And he has.
Yeah.
You know, I stopped going to the gym and I started working. Well, I had a trainer.
I remember that.
Remember I had a trainer for a whole year? And I would get up 3 times a week, 6 o'clock in the morning, go work out with the trainer. Anyway, trainer life ground to a halt because for whatever reason. And then I decided that I was going to take it on myself. And I just started to run around the loop in the park, which you created 30 years ago.
I did.
Right? He created the loop in the park 30 years ago.
I take credit
for
that.
They've actually changed the loop, you know, because they're doing work in the park. And I lost more weight working out on my own than I did with a trainer.
Were you changing your diet too, though?
Yeah, I changed my diet as well. Mm-hmm. And I lost more weight working out. And I actually enjoyed it better. Whereas I just felt... mentally, I mean, I liked working out with the guy. I liked working out with the trainer, but I really got into, like you said, that mind body power.
Yes.
Working out on my own. I really saw the benefit of that. Now, I want to change the subject a little bit, and I want to ask you about, I wonder if Oprah would scratch herself like that. No, she wouldn't.
No.
yes, I got it. He's cursing at me. You know, that's a curse in England.
I know it is.
Right, right. Grace. Grace is from England. Hi, Grace. We went to high school together, or secondary school, as we say in England. So now we've got all these new fandangled pieces of equipment that are new to the market. We've got the Peloton, which you can listen in. It's the same sort of thing, but, you know, you can do live classes on it, the Peloton bike.
Right.
And now we have this thing called the mirror, right? It's like mirror, mirror on the wall, right? Who is the fittest of them all? Certainly not me, because I'm not going to spend all those thousands of dollars to get a mirror. But it's a mirror, and you press a button, you can work out in a class together, but you're doing it by yourself in your living room. Well, what do you think about those? I think the technology is phenomenal.
The technology, like everything, is, you know, technology is amazing today.
Right.
But the human body hasn't changed one bit in millions, but thousands of years. We still got the heart's, lungs, digestive tract, pretty much the same like we always had.
Right.
Still have the same joints.
Right.
So really it responds the same way to the same exercises that have been around forever.
Right.
So those things are nice, but are they worth all the money? Yeah. I mean, if you need it, sure.
If you want it.
Spend it if you want it. This is America, you know, spend the money and get it if you want.
Right.
But do you need it? No. There's a perception, like you asked me about the gym, that you need all these things. But really you don't.
Right.
All you need is a little passion for your life.
Right.
You don't need all that. Like, motivation is a very short-lived thing.
Right.
Motivation doesn't really work. It's there and then it's gone. This is way beyond that.
This is
just having that freshness every day where you get up and you just start moving. And some of the exercises and movements we do are not traditional exercises at all, like you mentioned.
Right.
So
you do a lot of things like crawling.
Do a lot of crawling, and boy, does that get you into shape. And when we come back, I will mention why I do that.
Right. Thank you. We'll be right back. Oh, Jesus, Lord.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Do you run or are ready to open your own business? Hi, I'm Jeremiah Fox. I've been operating and opening small business for the last 25 years, and I'm the host of the new show, The Entrepreneurial Web. Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern Time for insights and stories on the nuances of running small business right here on Fridays at noon, talkradio.nyc.
Do you love or are you intrigued about New York City and its neighborhoods? I'm Jeff Goodman, host of Rediscovering New York, a weekly show that showcases New York's history and its extraordinary neighborhoods. Every Tuesday live at 7 p.m., we focus on a particular neighborhood and explore its history, its vibe, its feel, and its energy. Tune in live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, on talkradio.nyc.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Thank you.
And we're back on Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way. And I'm on the show with Robert Schrock and our fly friend. I think we got three people on the show tonight, actually. We've got our little friend Flyy, who is, he keeps on flying in and saying hello and then leaving.
Oh, he's over there.
Hey.
You ever see that movie, The Fly, the original?
Yes, I have.
Everyone's seen it. Vincent Price? Yeah.
So, Robert, so yes. We're going to talk about crawling, but before we get into that as a conversation, I want to just mention that, you know, younger than last year, or younger than yesterday, so to speak, if we're keeping it fresh.
True.
Right? When we get, as we age, I mean, we're aging from the moment we're born.
Right.
That, right? And most people just focus on their aging when they get to a certain number. Now, as we age, we're losing bone density, we're losing collagen, testosterone, estrogen, muscle, fat, like, you know, but the, for me, what I, it's the sponginess. Mm. We're losing that sponginess, yeah. That flexibility, all those good things. Tell me how exercise can actually support us.
Well, again, it's not just exercise, see?
Food and diet and exercise.
It's stress plays a huge role in all of this.
Okay.
So how fast do these things happen? Some people you meet that are in their 50s, and they look like they're 15 years older than that, maybe older. How does that happen? Some of it's probably genetics, maybe. Right. But did you speed the genetics up by the seven foundations I talked about earlier? Did you live any of those at all?
Right.
Or did you live them badly? And how have you dealt with stress all your life? And shallow breathing, the reason I count breathing as so high in the foundations, is because a shallow breath, a reverse breath as we call it, almost is like a fight or flight type breath.
Mm-hmm. And so give me an example of a shallow breath.
A shallow breath would be when you take, we have the big muscle under our ribs.
A shallow breath, a reverse.
Wow, I'm talking to myself. The diaphragm muscle right under my ribs, when I inhale, that muscle allows my stomach to come out and I can take in breaths. Then as I exhale, my abdominals push the air out.
Right.
Many people, by the time they get to even teen years, we'll do what we call reverse breathing, where their stomach will move in the reverse direction. So maybe they get little air in the top of their lungs. So as they get older and put on weight, you see people walking down the street sometimes. They're almost panting, right? Just walking. Yeah. That's almost basically a fight or flight survival breath, which triggers things in our body that goes way back, who knows how many millions of years or 30, 40,000 years,
right.
The flight or fight response, which spikes up stress hormones.
So now, so we've got this fight or flight stress hormone going on.
At reasonably low levels, but it's hours a day.
So I'm going to assert, I'm just going to make up because, you know, like when you're in that fight or flight, you get all the adrenaline start rushing through your body. You get like, all the, I don't know the technical terms, but I know I get adrenaline. I know I'm getting ready to either run or I'm getting ready to like fisticuffs, right? So I'm going to say the adrenaline is a, is it a fluid? What is it?
A hormone.
It's a hormone, right?
Yeah.
And so it, does it kind of break certain aspects of our body down?
Well,
or chemicals?
It's there for a reason. I mean, it's for emergencies, it's great to have. That's why it's there.
Right.
So then it's useful. When it's not useful is when you just live in your day.
Right.
Then you don't need it.
But here I'm sitting at my desk, minding my own business, maybe listening to some music.
Yeah.
But I'm going, I'm panting. I'm doing all that good
or
stuff.
And who knows what's going on in your head? Worry. Right. Your mind might be everywhere except right then.
Right.
It might be in the past, might be in the future, worrying about whatever. Then that spikes other stress responses. So that plus the stress of junky eating.
Right.
Plus the stress if you even...
So your body's not being nourished.
No, it's not allowed to get stay fresh. Right. Sleep is a huge one.
Yeah, I found that
we
out.
We take a... You see people take big pride and say, you know, I only need to sleep 4 hours a night and I can crank this out. Well, I say good luck to you. We'll see after a few years what
that
does.
So how I'm able to, if I have insufficient sleep or if I'm going to bed late because I'm doing something, what I generally do is I do 20 minutes of meditation. Right. That's like, for me, it's like the appetizer so that I just don't go into sleeping right away. And I found that that 20 minutes makes a profound difference on how I have, how I sleep and how I wake up in the morning.
You feel better. You feel more rested.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. If I don't meditate, then I need a gazillion hours of sleep.
Yeah, it's because it's not only the hours of sleep, it's also the quality of your sleep, too. Like, you might sleep 8 hours, but if you're waking up all the time, or you're waking up to go to the bathroom, some people wake up because of the, what's
dryness?
The nasal, what are you calling?
A sleep apnea?
Yeah, sleep apnea. I know people that have woke up, they did that for years, till they got a mask, breathing mask, and I had one guy tell me, He was waking up every night, who knows, 50, 60 times. Didn't even know it.
Oh, so he didn't even
And see. He was tired. One day he almost fell asleep in the car. He couldn't handle it anymore.
Right.
So he used the mask, and once he got used to it after a couple weeks, he woke up and said, oh, my God, this must be how regular people feel.
Well, I'm going to say for women who are out there experiencing... not that, but experiencing... Just that fly again. He's attacking me, right? Fly, you'll get your moment. Who are experiencing menopause? I know I wake up during the course of the night wiping sweat, right? I might just wake up, wipe sweat, and then, you know, go off to sleep again. That is very stressful.
Yeah.
I mean, if honestly, if I didn't take on the practice of meditation, I probably would have been mad already. I am mad already.
They have done studies where they've measured people's blood sugar when they sleep 8 hours, and then they have them sleep only 1 hour less, and the blood sugar spikes, I forget by how much, but more than you would think, just by losing 1 hour sleep.
I know this to be true, because I check my sugars, and if I don't get enough sleep, I can literally feel my body and the sugars in my system spiking.
Yes. So all those things, sleep, and exercise is stress too. It's a good stress, but and it's like anything. If you overdo exercise, then it becomes negative stress. You get injured, you overdo it or something.
Right.
So if that's done correctly, that's a good stress. So to me, I can't just look at exercise to answer your question.
Mm-hmm.
It's all these things integrated and how they affect each other, because they do.
Let's talk about stretching.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you want to talk about stretching? Or do you want to go back to the mechanics of crawling?
We can do both if I do this.
Yes.
The reason I have people crawl,
and
I'm not the only one to do this. This has been getting more play in the last several years. There's been a lot of studies done with how we built our original strength, all of us. So if you think
I'm very conscious of my breathing now.
See that? You want to breathe? Let's take one. Diaphragm, inhale. Exhale. You can breathe through your
move
nose.
Move over a bit. My tummy's coming out.
Camera's shaking. Look at it.
Okay.
Okay. So when we were babies, we had this innate instinct to get up and walk. We didn't know we did. We needed to figure out how to get strong enough and how to move well to get up to walk. But we didn't have... exercise programs. We didn't have a coach standing over us. We had none of that.
Right.
We went by instinct, watching others and figuring it out.
Right.
And it was step by step how this strength is built. So, for instance, it might start, you've seen, I still have a pretty big head.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was a baby, I bet you I had a really big one. And sometimes those heads are almost as big as the body. So they're heavy. So you watch when I see a baby actually able to hold its head up on its own, I'm thinking, oh, man. They're getting strong.
Right.
So once you can see the head hold up, and you can just lay on the floor and try this for yourself. Lay on your back, just raise your head up and feel how your abs will tighten right away, like that. So there's a big connection. Then they might start rolling to get something.
Right.
So we do a lot of rolling in the class too. And by the way, speaking of stretching and mobility, that if you do it right, feels fantastic. Everybody loves it.
Right.
In fact, they could roll for an hour and be happy probably.
Right.
Then they might support, they might lift their legs in the air and build their ab muscles that way. Eventually, they might flip over and start supporting weight on their arms.
Mm-hmm.
Then they might get on their knees and hands. They maybe they'll rock back and forth a little. Then eventually, they start crawling.
Right.
They start building a lot of right, left, right, strength in shoulders, abs, hips. And from there, you'll start seeing pulling themselves up
right,
and start walking. And you think about the strength leap that a baby makes from that first moment of birth to running around as a little kid. That's probably, the biggest leap in strength we ever make in our right. life. That's a huge leap. Think about that. You couldn't walk at all.
It makes me think about, my sister sent me a video of my nephew, say a month ago, and he was climbing up stairs,
uh-huh.
right? So he was, you know, pulling himself up the stairs and then getting one leg up and straightening up and getting the next leg up. And I think he got halfway and he just did not have what it took to like get to the top, because these right. stairs are pretty steep in his house, and right. to get to the top of the stairs. And he was hysterical crying because he like really wanted to get up the stairs. But she recorded him over a period of time. I think it was over a period of days.
Yeah.
And like finally he made it. You know, it's not like us. Oh, I made it to the top of the hill. We want kudos. We want to be praised and acknowledged, and we want a medal. He made it to the... He only wanted to get to the top of the stairs so he can get where he was going.
And he finally did?
He did. I think he did it over a period of days, which he just kind of like kept on going and going and going until he did it.
And see that? There's a perfect example of exercise progression principle.
Right.
Let's say you have a goal. You set it. You want to be able to do...
Yes.
You want to be able to do push-ups to strengthen your chest or something, look right. a little better in your shoulders and chest. Obviously, you can't do that the first day.
No.
You can't do that the third day.
No.
You can't do it the second week. But like this kid, your nephew, you stay at it, eventually you will be able to do it.
And you do. I remember exercise, and even with me doing Pilates, when I first started doing it, first couple of weeks, it was sucked. It was very difficult,
yeah,
but
yeah.
I enjoyed it and I kept going. And things that I'm able to do now that I couldn't do before is quite shocking. But I also realize that like taking a week off, taking 2 weeks off, taking 3 weeks off, and recently taking 2 months off, I haven't done it religiously in 2 months, which I'm going to get back in my game again. And I want to talk to you about consistency. I do find that once you are not being consistent, or you drop off for a week or two, you feel the difference in your body.
Oh, for sure you do.
And it's like starting again.
And when you get older, you feel it even more.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah. All right, so we're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
I'm the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Fundraising, board relations, social media. My guests and I cover everything that small and mid-sized shops struggle with. If you have big dreams and a small budget, you have a home at Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern at talkingalternative.com.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant. And on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
TalkingAlternative.com.
So we're back on Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, and I'm with Robert Trock.
Yeah.
Trock, as in rock.
This is a rock.
Ooh, baby. Whatever. So talk to me about the... yeah, right. Talk to me about the stretching, because
so
I want to get into the Tibetans.
Oh, okay. So you asked about flexibility.
Yes.
So mobility and flexibility is foundation number five.
Mm-hmm.
It probably, to tell you the truth, if there's a physical fountain of youth, if you're looking at just movement, it would be mobility exercises for me. I would say for almost everybody. The older you get, the stiffer you get, the more your joints need to be oiled. Well, I mean, this is why movement, nature designed us very well, but people don't follow the rules. They want to make up their own rules and think they can get around it. And it never works. The only way to oil up your joint is through moving it.
Right.
There's a pump system that's naturally put there. And there's a lot of different ways you can move your joints, a lot of healthy ways to oil them up every single day. And I've heard this from Russia. There was an old surgeon. He's passed away now, named Amosov. He had a series of mobility exercises. He was a mess. He was working like 18 hours a day. And he was going to die. Smoked. He came up with this series of mobility exercises. And he did 1,000. He did 100 of 10 exercises. And he did these every day. And the difference in his health, he lost all this weight. His energy went up, just everything.
Right.
And he never stopped. So flexibility and mobility are like brother and sister, mm-hmm. really. And if you want to know the difference between the two, stand up, put your foot up on a table or a chair or something mm-hmm. to stretch the back of your leg, the hamstring, you mm-hmm. know that stretch?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And just hold it there. That's flexibility. That's a static stretch. Your muscles stretching.
Right.
Now, take your leg off the table. Just stand away from the table and lift the leg as high as you can slowly under your own strength
mm-hmm.
and see if you can get it as high. The greater the deficit between those two, the more you got to work on it. The more it can lead to problems. So mobility is... Flexibility has a very big link with strength. People, my old yoga instructor, Beryl Bender, years ago used to say, what good is it to be floppy like a noodle if you can't do 20 push-ups?
That's right.
I'll never forget it. And she's still going. Beryl's doing good.
Good for her.
So flexibility, I like certain stretches, but stretching like anything, some people need it more than others. A very flexible person doesn't need to stretch. That's a mistake. They should be doing more stability, joint stability exercises. But
so what happens to a person who's really, because I'm not flexible, but what happens to a person who's really flexible as they age?
I just see they have pain. They have other pains, I've mm-hmm. noticed, because they're so mobile that sometimes they'll get pains in their joints from other things. Their back might be bothering them. I've seen a lot of people who are very hypermobile or hypomobile, they call it, when they were teenagers. Maybe they did gymnastics. And by the time they get in their 40s and 50s, they got a lot of back problems.
Mm.
Maybe they got to have back surgery. Same with dancers, a lot of that stuff.
Right.
So flexibility has its place, but again, it has its place. You don't need to put your foot behind your head.
Right.
That's maybe for a dancer or a martial artist, but nobody else needs to do that.
Or a sex goddess.
Or a sex goddess. I knew you were going to go there.
Now, please, tell us about the five Tibetan principles.
Yes, and by the way, the five Tibetans. Right now, if you want... we are offering, you can go...
That's Younger Than Last Year is offering.
Yes. You can go to the website, youngerthanlastyear.net /beyondpotential.
Mm-hmm.
And there is me doing, pictures of me doing the five Tibetans. So everyone on the show today, you can go there, go get that. Practice the five Tibetans once every day and build up. I'll tell you what it is.
Go ahead.
You can go get the book about the five Tibetans, the five Tibetan rites of Tibetan yoga. These were supposedly legendarily designed mm-hmm. by the monks to reverse aging, to make them younger.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think you should just shave your head.
Yeah,
I think that's it. They all
that
look
didn't
young.
Seem to do it. They tried that.
Okay.
And their head just got cold.
Shut up. Go ahead. Tell me the story. So, I should know better than to lead you in.
It's five movements. And these are practiced every day.
Mm-hmm.
You build up to where you can do 21 reps of each one every day. But keep in mind, these are not particularly hard exercises. Mm-hmm. These are energy type movements. So you don't want to go to hard fatigue. So only do at the start as many reps as you can without, you know, getting all fatigued. Then, like your nephew, just build it up every single day and see what happens. I know when I've did them religiously every morning, I mean, I just feel good all day. And then when I went to do an exercise session, I was just ready to go.
Right.
So you can see there's five exercises. There's one where you spin. There's another one. It's an ab exercise. There's another one that contracts the muscles in your back and stretches your front. There's a couple that require some shoulder strength. And there's a yoga up, down, up dog, down dog. And breathing consciously while you do them, it takes, once you get it down, it takes 7-8 minutes. Maybe when you first learn them, it might take 10-15 minutes. Go look at them. Let me know. You can email me.
So give them that. Give them that site again.
It's our website, youngerthanlastyear.net. Yes.
Good.
/beyondpotential, and there you will find the five Tibetans. And that's me doing them in the pictures.
And that's Robert.
With some descriptions. You can also, there's a great book. It's an old book about the five Tibetans, about a guy from England. He met this man that had gone to Tibet. This is an old book. And he went there because he heard about the de-aging thing.
Right.
And he was a mess. He had a cane. And he met him there and he described it to him and then he left.
Right.
He came back a few years later, a couple years later, and the guy supposedly looked, you know, 20
better.
Years younger. No cane anymore.
You know, I actually saw an article on Facebook where this man, an Asian guy, I think he said something to the effect of, you know, my interpretation was he walked by a mirror one day and he saw himself and he didn't like what he saw.
Yeah.
And he felt like he was getting older and he was getting stiffer. And he'd seen somebody on TV or whatever who was very flexible. And he said to himself, you know what, I want to be flexible because I'm just getting stiff. Now this man, I saw this man, he's got his arm, legs behind his back. He can bend. He can. I mean, he was really, really flexible. Yes. So, yeah, the Tibet, maybe I should try that on. Not. I'm just going to go back. I'm just going to go back to doing my Pilates.
Don't worry, folks. I'll make sure she does the five Tibetans.
Oh, whatever. So, Robert, thank you so much for coming on the show. Is there anything that you want to leave my people with
other than
your
yes.
list of the five Tibetans?
Not five Tibetans, but we're running, for anybody listening to this broadcast, in the month of November, if you come to the fitness studio, we're in Brooklyn, Clinton Hill, Brooklyn, 227 Waverly Avenue, mm-hmm. between Willoughby and DeKalb. But you can find all that on the website, youngerthanlastyear.net. Anybody that comes by, tries out a class, and then signs up, you get 40% off mm-hmm. for the month of November. So that's an offer we're running for anybody that's listening out
right.
there.
And so I just like to say thank you for joining us. And I look forward to speaking to your the show next week. I've got some wonderful guests for you. Also, I just really want to say to my people who are joining me at Lunch Lady. Lunch Lady is a new platform that I'm doing. And it is to feed your brain and grow your business if you're a business person. It is a wonderful opportunity. Last month, we roasted people's LinkedIn profiles. We had Judy Hayes, and she roasted people's LinkedIn profiles, and people were so excited. This month, we are learning Google Analytics. And I'm really, really excited about learning Google Analytics because it lets me see who's watching the show, who's not watching the show, which shows are really popular, how people are finding me. Is it they're finding me by searching or are they finding me organically? It's a wonderful tool if you know how to use it. So I'm going to invite you guys to come, click on Eventbrite Lunch Lady, eventbrite.com, search Lunch Lady, and you can register. If you want to have further information about it, let me know. Also, if you have something interesting that you would like to share on Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, please contact me at www.noreensumtercoach.com and we can talk about having you on the show. And it is now that special hour. I bid you adieu and see you next week. Bye-bye.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Do you run or are ready to open your own business? Hi, I'm Jeremiah Fox. I've been operating and opening small business for the last 25 years, and I'm the host of the new show, The Entrepreneurial Web. Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern Time for insights and stories on the nuances of running small business right here on Fridays at noon, talkradio.nyc.
I'm the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Fundraising, board relations, social media. My guests and I cover everything that small and mid-sized shops struggle with. If you have big dreams and a small budget, you have a home at Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Fridays 1 to 2 Eastern at talkingalternative.com.
Hey, all you crazy listeners.
Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Do you love or are you intrigued about New York City and its neighborhoods? I'm Jeff Goodman, host of Rediscovering New York, a weekly show that showcases New York's history and its extraordinary neighborhoods. Every Tuesday live at 7 p.m., we focus on a particular neighborhood and explore its history, its vibe, its feel, and its energy. Tune in live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.